I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And speaking of classics, John, Western classics.
Oh, it must be summer.
It is summertime. It's double barrel film series time at the Gateway Film Center.
Yeah.
Very excited about it because, as you know, the series is actually underway. It got started recently with The Outlaw Josie Wales and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And if you notice, those are two classic outlaw films. So the movies this year are kind of paired. They're partnered up thematically.
And I like there that you have a more serious with The Outlaw Josie Wales and then a more lighthearted with Butch Cassidy and Sundance. This is a nice mix.
Perfect complement to each other.
Yeah. How can you have a series if you don't have John Wayne?
You can't have it. You can't have it. You don't do it. Only a moron would attempt that. No, and you know, The Searchers is returning, but making its debut is Hondo.
Yeah.
Which is a really great John Wayne West. It's fun to ensure that he had commercial successes outside of his John Ford.
Yes.
Partnerships. One of my favorite things in that movie is he sees a kid, he teaches him how to swim, he picks him up and just throws him in.
Where he had it made when he was working with John Ford. In The Searchers, there's an opening shot that may be my favorite opening shot in all of film history.
Well, it's not just yours. I mean,
no.
that's an iconic shot.
And you guys
shot.
Used it, I think,
in the promo spots.
Yes.
It's also a shot Eastwood echoes in Unforgiven, which closes out this series.
Okay.
Along with Winchester 73, which is great Jimmy Stewart Western.
But you know, again, talking about that lighthearted Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid,
mm-hmm.
Are there any other comedies here in this? This is all so serious.
No, there's Rango.
Oh, love it. An animation.
Yeah, so, and we're going to do a root beer tasting with that movie.
Oh, I love that little movie.
And Three Amigos makes its debut.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Martin Short in their little spoof of The Magnificent Seven,
yes,
basically.
Yes. Well, you also have Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And there, if you think about any comedy, you have Blazing Saddles.
It's kind of hard to underestimate how forward-thinking that movie is, how edgy it is. It's still a really just grappling with race. I mean,
there may not be another movie that strikes me as memorable as The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Well, it's opera. It's Western as opera.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of takes all the Western tropes. It just magnified them, brought them to everyone's attention without making fun of them.
You know, that's a good point because somehow they make it heavyweight.
Because Sergio Leone revered the Western.
Ah, yes.
He loved it.
Yes.
He loved those moments. He was blowing up into larger-than-life kind of moments. Come the Magnificent Seven, that was the beginning of the team Western.
Teams, yes.
You know, right?
That must have been something in our culture.
Yeah, it was. Right around the 60s, The Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
You know,
where we saw
Force 10 from Navarone.
I don't know if that's because of Vietnam or whatever. We needed to work together.
Yeah.
And in this case, bad guys are working together and the professionals.
And the professional. Well, yeah, but for a good cause. They're like mercenaries.
Yes.
They're led by Lee Marvin. Burt Lancaster in a great role as the demolitions expert.
Well, it's a fortuitous conjunction of that with the Wild Bunch.
Yeah.
You know, great.
Three team Westerns.
Yes. And of course, my favorite Western of all time, The Magnificent Seven.
Right.
There are very few shots that are more iconic than Lee Marvin on his horse leaning against the wall, dead drunk.
In
Cat Blue.
Right.
Also a Jane Fonda vehicle.
Another great way, like, we're mixing up the series this year. Comedy, a lot of people who love Westerns who have not seen Cat Blue. Some great female-centric movies.
Yeah.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Altman's revisionist Western with Warren Beatty and Julie Christie.
Sure. And I think also when you consider The Unforgiven that's coming after that, you've got two movies that really changed the scene.
Yeah.
The way you looked at Westerns. This is a gritty Western about prostitution. It's also about building up a town. It's also approachment of civilization on the West.
And it takes that, it's, you know, Pacific Northwest. It's very talky.
Right.
Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Yeah, you know, that's one that I've lost a sense of it. Although
it's a great.
That's Shirley MacLaine. Or
yes, it's Clint Eastwood and Shirley MacLaine. Don Siegel directs. Don Siegel is the guy that shepherded Clint Eastwood into his Dirty Harry
role. Yeah. And as you end that series, and you've talked about Winchester 73, but the one that strikes me, the penultimate movie in this series, is Unforgiven.
A great gateway Western.
For those who want to see a game changer, Unforgiven was. It's a different look, a different way of looking at Westerns.
As depressing as it is, it's kind of the gravestone of Westerns.
That's a good way of putting it.
Eastwood had the last word on that genre. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.